Hello, everybody, and welcome to Download Required, the official comic book podcast of the Canton Repository. I'm Cliff Hickman. I'm here with Joe Scott, my illustrious co-host, and
Thank
we have
you,
a special guest today. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Brittany Costa, and I am a special projects coordinator at Akron Children's Hospital. And the reason that I am here today is I want to talk a little bit about Extra Life and my involvement with that.
Absolutely. We're continuing our free comic book day coverage here.
Yep.
And this
right here
charity.
At Carnation City Comics, yes, and we are very, very, very happy to have you here. We are very excited that we're
exactly.
actually getting to be a part of it this year. We have decided that we wanted to give a little back because, you know, Free Comic Book Day is one of the biggest days of the year for us. And, I mean, last year it was great, as we were discussing in the last cast. So, and this year we wanted to do a little extra, do a little something more. So, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about Extra Life, and then I'll go ahead and tell you how we're going to try and incorporate it into this, what's going to be a really, really fun, but probably crazy day. So,
sure,
go ahead.
Sure. So, Extra Life is actually a Children's Miracle Network hospital program, and Akron Children's Hospital is your local Children's Miracle Network hospital. And Extra Life, what it's all about is it's a 24-hour gaming marathon.
Okay.
So, I have a guild and a leadership committee that fundraise all year long. They recruit gamers and they do different streams and different things like that. They go to comic cons, conventions. This coming up weekend, they're at Odd Mall, so just around in the community. And they help recruit these gamers to fundraise for Akron Children's Hospital. So the cool thing about Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and their partnership with Akron Children's Hospital is that all of the money that's raised locally stays locally and helps the kids right here in this community.
That is awesome. That's really, really cool. Yeah, so that way it's going right to all your local neighbor hospitals.
Yeah.
That's really great. Yeah, so we did, I know I was talking with a few other people. And I know somebody requested, because I was telling them about what you guys do. Even there's another store here in the mall, Taz's Gaming, that might even want to get on this someday.
Oh, awesome.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm good friends with that guy for headed with that. And I can actually, you know, talk to him about it maybe for other future projects. But for this weekend, though, for the
right.
Free Comic Book Day weekend, here's what we're going to do. So we have our cosplay team, like I was saying earlier in the last cast. We're going to have cosplayers here that will be here all day long taking pictures with you. Come down, get your picture taken with Batman. I think we got a guy who does an awesome White Ranger costume. We got maybe even Spider-Man. I don't know, whoever shows up, basically. But usually, and they will take their picture with you for free, obviously. But they are asking that you maybe possibly donate for a picture this year. So, and it could be $1, it could be $5. There's really no set amount, I don't believe. It's nothing like that. So, and then also, what as we were discussing last cast, we're going to be having specials and sales here on Saturday also. But we're also giving you a chance to donate at the register. So if you have whatever your total amount comes to, if you'd like to donate an extra dollar, or again, an extra $5 to the charity, you'll be able to do that right here too. Now, the cool thing about this is our free comic books, you know, some of them are premium comics, and as we were discussing, you know, you do sometimes have to buy something, which our stuff around here is very affordable, but if you wanted to just donate $1 to the charity, you can also get the free comics that way, too.
Very
so
cool.
We're making it very, very easily, you know, easy, accessible, and I'm really, like I said, we're very, very excited about this. We're really hoping this generates a real positive, and, you know, we possibly work more together in the future, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Especially if this thing all, you know, goes well.
That's definitely something I'd be interested in, too,
yeah.
As someone that games quite a bit.
Right, yeah, he's kind of a gamer, too, so
perfect.
He, yeah.
Yeah, at
we'll
some point,
we'll get you some info.
me and Joe will have to do an Injustice 2 stream.
We will have to. Well, the issue one just came out today.
Oh,
so,
did,
yes,
the
it did.
The
comic book did.
Prequel.
Yeah, so the comic book prequel's out. So, folks, yeah, so who is a big fan of the Injustice 2, we have it on sale here at Carnation City Comics. So definitely stop by and grab one up. Is it? That's what that's the storyline's a prequel to that game.
It's a sequel to the first game, but a prequel to the second. It's like the in between.
Okay, all right. So kind of like
in that
I got you.
Again,
I got you. Well, that's cool. Yeah,
games.
That's very, very cool. So yeah, but no, we are actually very, very excited, and we are thank you again very much for coming and working with us
of
on this
course.
Project. And actually, I'd like to send a big thank you out to Jennifer Copeland. She was my contact. She kind of got me in touch with you guys. And so, yeah, so big thank you to her for, helping make all this happen.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you, guys. We're excited to see how it goes and
yep.
hopefully further the partnership.
Awesome. Yes. Very
small
good.
World. I went to high school with Jennifer.
Oh, did you really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's a friend. She comes into the theater. So that's kind of how I asked. Yeah. I knew she worked for Akron Children's. That's why I kind of asked her, hey, so we're thinking about doing this. She's like, oh, I can totally get you in, you know, get you in. She's a real sweetheart. Yeah. And she was awesome. So yeah, she was the one that kind of got us, you know, talking and everything like that. As a matter of fact, she messaged me last night. She said, how did it go? And I told her, she's like, why didn't you tell me sooner? She's like, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah. So, but yeah, no, again, thank you very much.
Yeah,
so.
There's, again, plenty of ways you can contribute.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, like I said, we're making it very easy.
Cosplayers, get a picture.
Right.
I might want the White Ranger to punch me in the gut.
Oh, really?
And, you know, do a nice little expression and put that as my new face.
Well, one of the cool things about him this year, like we were discussing in the last cast, which is, you know, I have all the movie theater backdrop stuff.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like, you can get your picture taken with the cosplayers and the Lego Batman we have out there. We have this really big and really cool backdrop of the new Alien movie coming out. So, like I said, we're going to have a lot of cool stuff going on this weekend, so.
Oh, that sounds like an amazing time, and... Again, when you come in the store, there's just all kinds of stuff. You could literally get lost for at least a few hours.
Right.
There.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, we always try to have something new every time you come in. So. Yeah,
exactly.
And like I said, last year, our free comic book day was one of the biggest days of the year for us. And this year, we like want to ask our customers to possibly contribute to help out, you know, the local children's or the Akron Children's Hospital. So.
So come on out this Saturday, support your local Akron Children's Hospital, and have a great time with all of us. We're all going to be here. Mm-hmm, well, at least Joe and I will be here.
Yep, Cliffy will be here too. Yep.
I'll be wandering. I don't know exactly where I'll be, but I'll be here.
Oh, we got a spot for you. Yeah, we're gonna put you a little spot out there, and then that way you can actually go around and people can come talk to you, or you can go around and talk to them too, because I believe you're doing podcasts all day through this, aren't you?
I will be, and I'm actually going to be getting rid of the beard to look less intimidating.
Ah, I see. Right, yeah, he's going clean shaven.
I'm going clean, because the winter I had this thing because it keeps
your
face
warm. Yeah, oh, it does. I'll bet. Oh, does it?
Yeah, it does. Oh, okay. I shaved it off in January, and I about froze to death.
Really?
I can't.
Kind of imagine. That would be kind of like just like shaving your head.
Right.
You know, like I say, like I have long, long hair. Right. So I imagine like going bald right now.
Yeah, I just claim I got.
That would suck.
I always just claim I got bit by a wolf man.
There you go.
Comes back.
Yeah,
I have
precisely.
No control over it.
It's like that scene in the Santa Claus, Tim Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
Just unshaven, he's looking all of a sudden, it's right there. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this has been another episode of Download Required. We'd like to thank Brittany Costa for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
And again, see you on Free Comic Book Day.